Roy copped a direct hit when that storm front passed over the Sunshine Coast late yesterday afternoon. Part of Emerald Street was swamped during the downpour, with more than 100 millimetres recorded. Queensland Ambulance Service was also called on to assist with the relocation of 17 patients from a private hospital at Karoi to other nearby facilities after their building's roof suffered storm damage and was deemed structurally unsafe. Energex says there are around 50 customers still without power on the coast this morning, while the Weather Bureau says there is potential for more storms later today. A gathering at Sunshine Coast Stadium today to farewell a Bedina teenager who tragically died 2 weeks ago outside his home. Baylen Stewart allegedly suffered a single stab wound to his chest, the 16-year-old's death prompting his grieving parents to take action to campaign against the growing knife-carrying culture across the region. The Bin the Blade for Baylen is an online awareness program. Father Michael Stewart telling Mix FM's Mark and Caroline, he's determined to make a difference.
Whether it turns into me visiting schools with the police and their knowledge and running some sort of awareness program for kids just to, you know, change the culture, we're determined to change these kids' mindset, that's for sure.
And older high school students have been given the go-ahead for booster jabs. Otago's green-lighted the program to be extended to all local 16 and 17-year-olds immediately. The vaccine program is likely to undergo another change in the next 2 weeks as well, to require Aussies to have 3 doses to be classed as fully vaccinated. Health Minister Greg Hunt has told Nine it's a great step forward.
Incredibly important development. So it's 370,000 people who will be eligible to immediately get that booster from today.